The purpose of this initial hearing is essentially to perform a checkup on the RFS. What's gone according to plan and what has not?
House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Fred Upton opening up a hearing on the renewable fuel standard. One question lawmakers had was, can fuel producers meet the mandates of the standard? Adam Siemensky runs the U.S. Energy Information Administration. He told lawmakers they can meet it this year. Next year will be a challenge, and
the RFS program is not projected to come close to achieving the legislated target of 36 billion gallons of renewable motor fuels by 2022.
The reasons?
Projects that were underway to produce cellulosic and advanced biofuels just simply haven't materialized in the time frame that we believed that they would.
Lawmakers asked what would happen if they just repealed the standard. USDA's chief economist Joe Glauber said short term, ethanol from corn would probably still be made as an octane enhancer on a limited basis, but that would be about it. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.